Liberalism is falling apart because, honestly, who can give a damn about what it has become? Silencing everyone who disagrees, mutilating children and alienating them from their bodies, sanctifying a certain kind of racism, valorizing pornography and transgressive sex, and all the rest. Good riddance to it. But we are going to miss it when it's gone, and people like that angry Jewish woman, he writes about this woman who moved from India back to Israel. She was practicing some Indian form of Gnosticism, and she went back to practice rabbinical Judaism or whatever it is that they practice there, and she was very angry that Muslims were gathered at the Wailing Wall or whatever the wall was that Dreher was at, that she was, and she was asking a cop to chase those turban heads away, was her words. Can't we get rid of those turban heads? But we're going to miss it when it's gone, and people like that angry Jewish woman and Madame Defarge of the millennials are in the driver's seat. It's coming, he says. Now, there's another piece that we have from the American AM Greatness today that axes the question. I think it's a valid one, or gives the remedy, if you will. That, well, actually, I don't see it. It's in there? It's got to be stuck to something else. The guy says, oh, here it is. AJ Rule, the woking dead. Get it? The woking dead? Yes, I found it, Mrs. O'Connell. The woking dead are losing. This is kind of where I got my question from, but I also get it from Dreher. And again, I think it's a good one, and it's one that we're going to discuss at the upcoming fellowship at the Klans. Most of you are not going to attend. Woe be to you, because this is a question that has to be asked, and it asked, and it has to be answered. April 2022 may go down as the Gettysburg of the woke. I just love the kind of framing of the moment here. The Gettysburg of the woke. Yeah, but which of the woke is General Pickett asking for a friend? African-American billionaire success story. Now, this is another thing that's interesting. Did you know that Elon Musk is a native of South Africa? Yeah, I did. Maggie's screaming that she did. I didn't know that. I thought he was from the EU. Well, when I read he was South African, it made sense to me. By the way, the Crusade Channel now has not one but two South African broadcasters on it. We had Claude on with Joe Clovis today. And, of course, Fiorella every week has Good Morning America! Ivan, what's Ivan's last name? Basson. Ivan, we love Ivan Basson. I love Claude, too. Claude and I are in a fraternity together. There's stuff happening on the continent of Africa. And we know that there's stuff happening because the evil people, the oligarchs, the NGO pimps like the Clintons have invested lots of your money that they've stolen from you in Africa. And not just in South Africa. Anyway, back to the Elon Musk, the South African billionaire, African-American billionaire. Success story, Elon Musk bought Twitter and a blockbuster. He went into the deal announcing he intended to restore free speech to the platform that once embodied it. Free speech is the bedrock of a functioning democracy, the world's richest man tweeted on the platform he was about to own. And Twitter is the digital town square where matters vital to the future of humanity are debated. Close quote. But as he and I and millions of others have noted and long lamented, Twitter was increasingly hostile to that debate. Current Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal showed his disdain for free speech in a 2020 interview when he said the company's role is not to be bound by the First Amendment, but our role is to serve a healthy public conversation, and our moves are reflective of things that we believe lead to a healthier public conversation. Blah, 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 blah. Argwal's smug attitude led the platform to ban the New York Post reports on Hunter Biden's laptop. You all know the rest of the story. Mr. Rice concludes, Musk is a free speech absolutist. The two, Agrawal and owner Musk, do not agree on speech. That much is clear. What's less clear is who Twitter's next CEO will be. How about a billionaire CEO and former president of the United States who was canceled from the site? He's talking about Trump. Twitter's capture and presumed return to freedom is just one of the serious defeats the woke left has suffered in the past month. Now, I want to just point something out that I pointed out with Michael Hitchburn yesterday that many of you probably did not hear, but you could at crusadechannel.com. You know, your average Founders Pass member goes to the chat room every day and never goes to the blog or the news site or the actual website for the hundreds upon hundreds of shows that we repost that are recorded here every day. There's a user hint. They're all on the home page now, most of them. This guy is saying all of this has happened in April 2022, which is largely correct. But when did it begin? Well, let me give you a hint. It began the day after the Annunciation. It began on March the 26th. Which fits the April 22, 2022 narrative. It is almost as though, it's not a Thanos snap this time though, it's a Mary snap. It's almost as though there's been a Mary snap. The evil that was operating in the shadows, the pervert, pederast, pedophile. Who knows what these people are up to? Necrophilia? I don't put it out of the question. Do you? Suddenly, their acts and their diabolical machinations became public knowledge. And they thought because they lived in a woke world that they could go on TikTok and could go like, yeah, we're grooming your kids. Yeah, we're coming for your children. Yeah, we want to have sex with five-year-olds. Yes, we delight in mutilating the bodies of 13-year-old girls by having their breasts lopped off. Yes, it's all true. Yes, yes, yes! They gleefully confessed it all, rubbing our noses in it, going like, what are you going to do about it? We own all social media, including Twitter. And then all of a sudden, along comes Elon Musk, and along comes a spider and sat down beside her. And look at all the other dominoes that have fallen since the Annunciation. When people start notifying me again, or when I start getting some notes or emails or thank you cards or what have you, that they are actually converting to the one true holy Catholic faith. I'm not rubbing anybody's nose in it. It's not an insult to anyone who hasn't or doesn't or I'm never going to. Okay, all right. Then you'll really know. When we start hearing and seeing mass conversions, you'll know. Truly, that it has begun. This is going to go a long way to answering the question, what are we going to do about it? And how are you going to fill the gap that the evil, when it finally is vanquished, that it leaves? Twitter's capture and presumed return to freedom is just one of the serious defeats the woke left has suffered in the last month. Disney decided to step up for adults who want to use public school classrooms to sexually groom kindergartners. And then you know all about what happened. Disney lost billions in its stock value last month, a fact that not even CNN could ignore. And then you all know about CNN Plus, $300 million down the tubes. Disney lost $34 billion in the last 25 days. Are you going to... And then Rice continues about Disney's stock crashing. The reason no one is buying what Don Lemon and his clown crew are selling. CNN's ratings were already tanking. Are you going to fork over your hard-earned dollars to watch Brian Stelter do his Mr. Potato Head impression every night? The man is truly revolting. I mean, seriously, he is a revolting, disgusting human being.